everyone. Welcome to your weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist, Laura Molitor. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. So we all want what we want. Whether or not we receive it or even think we can, it's natural to believe that our desires are valid and we can continue to hope for them. I find that while I am considering others when I think about what I want, I'm mostly thinking about myself. I listen to my heart, and when it gets beating intently about something, about anything, I figure, well, that's the thing. And I'm talking about big dreams, but I'm also talking about minute-to-minute things. Something I want to do, be a part of, or maybe even don't want to do. We can certainly feel a deep desire not to have something or do something or be someplace or whatever. Those wants feel valid and justified from our human perspective, in our minds and in our hearts. We know ourselves and we have a feeling what will be good for us or not. So while we can't always avoid what we don't want or get what we do want, we do feel we know what is the best end for us. But here's where I'm learning something that I had a clue about but kind of fought against for a while. And I'm still learning, but I'm beginning to see the great value in knowing what we want, but in yielding to what is right. It takes some discipline to listen for the difference and to accept the right thing over the wanted thing, the one that the ego is probably going to be gunning for. The right thing is what God sees as best for you and for all. How often do we wonder why we were led to some experience? You know, lately I've been recognizing that perhaps it might not have been about me. It might have been about what someone else was to gain from that moment, that event, or whatever in which I was supposed to be a part. And when I thought about that and realized that, I really felt a wonderful sense of relief and peace rush over me. That some expected opportunity might have been taken away from me, but when I considered that maybe there was a person who might gain something important from what I had to give them, maybe something as simple as a healing smile at the right time in the right way, or if something even more life-changing, recognizing that if I wasn't there in that place, that might have not have happened in a way that it needed to be, that really eased my disappointment and maybe missing out on something else. Not that I don't want or shouldn't expect my heart's desires or that you shouldn't, but that I could also be confident that there was a greater hand at work with love and goodness and wisdom in mind, and that I was and am a part of that plan. Even if I didn't exactly know what that was, just knowing that that was going on. And that plan is the one that's the most satisfying. Sometimes what we think we wanted so much isn't really as pleasing, even when we do end up getting it. I'm sure you've all had circumstances like that. But there's a spiritual aspect that underlies all else. There's a design that reveals what's progressive for us and others, what's healing and comforting and loving and growing. That right revealing of what we need to learn and receive and give is going to occur even when we fight it. But when we really quiet ourselves and listen and let that bratty kid shut up for a few seconds, we get a clearer sense of what God is telling us to be and do and think in this moment. And we can move forward much quicker in the way that we need to, without so much resistance. It doesn't mean we lost that other choice. It just means we're responding to the voice of wisdom, the higher mind, with a clearer and infinite vision of what's right, a perspective we can't have. And doing this, we find that even if we are doing something we don't want so much to be doing, we can feel a sense of purpose, a rightness. And I'm not talking about self-righteousness, because that's not genuine at all. That's still ego parading around like it deserves praise for sacrifice. So I'm not talking about that. But we can feel a sense of purpose or rightness. And that gives us a peace within that really lasts past the time of doing whatever maybe wasn't our favorite thing to do. And then we recognize God was at work. And that we feel we've made a difference. We've grown in grace. We've learned something we needed to learn or showed a quality that we hadn't shown well before, like patience and understanding and receptivity, strength and endurance. That gains us more in the long run while also serving others as well. And I'm thinking, just now as I'm thinking about this, there's another example that comes to mind. It's talking. You know, it's that pause we might make that says, you really don't need to say that right now. That's what we want. Yeah, we can prove our intelligence and our eloquence or that we're inspired or whatever, but is that a want of attention or validation or approval and for your opinion to be heard? Is that really the right thing? Silence might be righter. Giving a pause to think yourself, or for another to say something, for them to think, might be the righter thing. So I'm learning the great gift that comes to me by choosing to listen to God for the right thing when I'm really wanting to just cling with whited knuckles to my own wants. I'm learning to release that pressured hold on what I think will lead me to some end and that will be my heaven, and instead letting God drive. It's more relaxing, absolutely more relaxing. And when we consider others or the bigger picture, the true heart of us that's not selfish feels so much better. It serves that want that is in us to be useful, helpful, a part of something bigger, and doing good. So our wants are achieved in the long run, just maybe not the smaller ones we thought were so important. I really hope some of that makes sense. I'm still working on it, but I've had occasions just to sit in the middle of a situation I wasn't that keen on doing, and with some remove that only God could have given me, say, you know, this was the right thing. I need to be here. The greater good is being served, and in the long run, in the bigger picture of my life, I'm being served as well. If you're interested in talking with me more about this topic or getting any help on discovering and living your divine purpose, I would so love to help. I'm also here for just general spiritual guidance sessions, so ask me about those at lauramolitor@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.